There's that cup of coffee. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to your Saturday morning tradition for 27 years. It's Rosie on the house. And as we always do on Saturday mornings, the first hour of the program, we like to spend it out in the garden, even when it's 114 degrees.
And I'm glad to see our rooster made it through. I wasn't sure he was going to make it through the night. I thought he might blow away, but he's still here, and so are we. And if your yard is, too, and you've got a question about your landscape garden, we've got Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Where are we starting this morning?
Well, let's start with what looks good and what doesn't, and maybe why it doesn't. You know, this is the time of year when we just get a stream of folks in with leaves that are burnt or leaves that are yellow or limbs that are broken, or we have a call already lined up with peeling bark off of a citrus tree. And so this is the time of year we start seeing kind of the remnants of either plants that maybe are the wrong plant in the wrong place or plants that maybe haven't been cared for properly. This is a great time of year to look around landscapes in your neighborhood, in your own yard, down the highway, and see what looks good. Because there's a lot of plants that look, you know, it is 116 degrees. So you can't tell there's anything wrong. There's a lot of plants that you know, just don't look good.
And so, if you get in your car now and head north, the first thing you see that looks good would probably be up around Munn's Park.
Yeah. Well, you know, that green would look good, right? Green and wet. But if you drive around, you'll see all kinds of plants that actually look good. Mexican bird of paradise, the red bird of paradise, the Mexican bird of paradise, the Texas sage are starting to bloom with the monsoon weather. Bougainvilleas, lantanas. Now, everybody's thinking, well, yeah, everybody's got that stuff. It's kind of boring. Well, you know, maybe that needs to make up the bulk of your landscape and then use the unusual stuff, the stuff that everybody doesn't have in the right place, in a nook or a cranny or where it gets afternoon shade, or, you know, these little microclimates that we create around your house are the place that you want the really cool tropical stuff. And maybe the real public areas that are around your house, you want to go with stuff that's a little more reliable. So it all has to do with the right plant in the right place at the right time. But there are lots of plants that, in spite of 116 degrees, look really good. Now, the flip side of that is there's obviously things that, you know, are not going to hold up and not going to look as good as they should. So if it's a new landscaping, this is a great time to evaluate. If you've got a 25 or 30-year-old landscape, it's still a great time to evaluate. You've got plants that maybe you've been pruned just a little too often, and they've just done all they can do. So get out and look around. Make sure those watering schedules, we talk a lot about watering, and, you know, we got some rain the other night in certain places, last night in certain places. There are days this time of year that you can go through and maybe turn the water off for a day or two. As the dew points go up, you will notice things stay wet longer. As the days, which have gotten a little bit shorter.
Yes, and are getting shorter. Noticed it this morning on the back patio.
Having to turn a light on a little bit, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, things will not dry out as quick. I've had a couple of fungus calls, slime mold, the mushroom, the toadstool calls will start coming in. So kind of watch your moisture in those shadier lawn areas as well. But the plants will love the humidity. You know, we find it very uncomfortable because we sweat a lot and we don't like to sweat, and it's sticky and your clothes are
wet. You walk from the hardware store to the parking lot and you can't even put your back against the seat of the truck. You got to drive sitting up holding the steering wheel to let it all air out.
Well, when there's moisture in the air, then the plants are losing less moisture through transpiration because the moisture is more available in the air and, you know, it's not sucking it out of them quite so fast. So they will hold up better once we get the humidity going as well. And then the other side of that is, don't be a leaf counter. You know, I had somebody in the other day with a few burnt leaves. I said, how many leaves on this tree look like this? A couple. Well, you know, okay, give the plant a break. You know, it's got a couple of bad leaves. Oh, 99% of it looks good. Yep. Okay. There is not much you can do when it's 5% humidity and 105 degrees and the wind's blowing, you're going to get a few burnt leaves. You know, let it go. Don't sweat it. You know, people back east go 4, 5, 6 months with snow and no leaves on anything and everything looks bad. So you can stand a leaf or two to look bad. Now, what can we do about things? We can mulch. We can, you know, as you start to see new growth pushing out, we can start fertilizing a little bit. That will push new growth to replace that old growth. Make sure you are watering long enough, not necessarily more frequent, but longer, deeper waterings. So all of those things, you know, will certainly help. But a lot of it is just evaluating, do you have the right plant in the right place in your landscape that it's going to look the way you want it to look under the worst conditions?
We have calls lined up all over the state. Let's get started with Chris, who actually called before the show. He wanted to make sure he got his question in. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
I have a lemon tree that's in the lawn area, and there's spots where the bark is peeling, and it's very thin, and at the edges it looks like cornflakes around the exposed part. It might be easier for me to come into Mesa and show you pictures, or is this a problem you can diagnose over the phone?
Okay, so the bark is peeling, and at the edge of where it's peeling on the bark, it looks like cornflakes?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's just the bark has been damaged, more than likely by sun, and it more than likely happened when the tree was younger. Even though the tree may be well canopied out now and the trunk is fairly well protected. A lot of times those damage spots are done when the tree is newly planted and it doesn't have a big enough shade canopy on it to shade the trunk. Citrus, ash trees, ficus, all of those smooth-skinned, smooth-barked trees are very susceptible to sunburning, and that's why we don't want to trim them very much. We want to leave them big and bushy and full. I would probably recommend that you go get either the Go Natural tree paint, the kind of brown colored tree paint, or put some white tree wrap on it, or white tree paint if that doesn't bother you. But get the trunk painted to at least minimize any more damage. What's damaged is damaged. Plants don't replace new bark or new tissue. They will just kind of seal that off, and that'll always be a damaged spot, but you want to keep it from getting any worse. So get some protection on that trunk and maybe get the plant fertilized a little bit, get a little more canopy on it. Don't over prune it. Let it get big and bushy and full so it continues to shade itself.
And we are getting close to fertilizer. Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So yeah, we're
pretty
a month
close.
Away from Labor Day, and really, if the tree starts to push a little bit of new growth, and you usually start seeing it this time of year when we've had a rain or two, they'll start wanting to recuperate. It's not a bad idea to give it a little bit of fertilizer. Now that lemon also could have gotten damaged a couple of years ago with the cold. And they're really tender, so it might have froze it back. You may have lost some canopy, lost some foliage. That may be when that damage occurred on the trunk of it.
We appreciate the call. Hope you get that back to good health. Every other call in line is all somehow lawn-related. So
okay.
we're getting grassy here. Jerry in Sun City, go ahead.
Good morning, folks. I've come up to a big decision. I'm going to start saving some water. I have a 40 by 40 Bermuda grass, sort of semicircle, in the backyard, and I want to get rid of it and start putting in some deco rock. But I don't know what I would use to kill Bermuda grass and make sure it's dead.
Okay, well, Jerry, I take it the lawn is in pretty good shape. You're taking good care of it, and it's nice and green and lush?
Just a few brown spots
okay.
that never came up.
Okay, well, what we want to do is make sure the lawn is in good healthy condition. Believe it or not, the easiest lawn to kill is a good, fast-growing, vibrant lawn. So maybe give it one more shot of fertilizer, water it good, get it growing good, and then any product that you can find, High Yield Kills All, Bonide makes a product, of course, Roundup, anything that has glyphosate as the active ingredient in it is a systemic herbicide. It will kill Bermuda grass very effectively. But what I want you to do is, like I said, get the lawn growing really good, then hit it, then let it die. It's going to take a week or two to turn yellow and then brown. And then I usually like to water it again, see what, if anything, comes back. You might repeat that process a time or two over the course of maybe a month. Then you should be good to go. You'll have a bunch of dead thatch there you need to scrape off and get the grade down before you put your rock on it, but you should be fine.
And you want to make sure he's doing that now, because once it starts going dormant, you may think it's dead, you may think you've killed it off. As soon as you get some spring moisture next year, it's going to start popping up.
Absolutely, so. And that's a good tip for anybody that might be wanting to convert or take out areas of turf. You need to do it through the summer, through about September, to be the most effective. When we wait till the weather's nice and we want to do a nice landscape job and get rid of grass, then it's a hard time to get rid of the grass.
And no plastic underneath a desert rock.
No need for it. It's not a good idea. It's just a waste of money and time, and it looks bad anyway.
Yeah, in 3 to 5 years, yeah, it looks horrible. It starts coming up and ripping in shreds. Susan's in Litchfield Park, Ed's in Phoenix, Jay's in Santan Valley, and we have an open line at 1-888-767-4348.